This episode of the Glitter Squirrel is brought to you by Primal Man. It's more than a brand, it's a state of mind. They do more than just support great beards. They build the man underneath. The confidence that comes from looking and feeling your best is priceless, and they make it effortless to be the best you. Their products are made from only the essential ingredients your skin and beard need to grow as thick and healthy as possible. They cut out the unnecessary ingredients used by others and offer a wide selection of scents and products to suit every man. Get to their website, PrimalManCO.com, and browse their catalog. Find you something to tame the beast that is your man mane. PrimalManCO.com. PrimalManCO.com. Shop today. Enter code GSP at checkout and save 30%.
Usually this podcast is funny. Today it is not. This piece of shit made a remark about Slim's dead dad. Slim has been called a lot of things in his life. He's been disrespected, beat on, lied to, and cares about none of that. A true friend doesn't say what this alcoholic piece of shit said. This guy is not a friend, a pal, a confidant. He's a narcissist, drug, an alcohol-addicted piece of shit. He cares about no one but himself.
Holy shit, JR. Are you talking about that dude with no teeth that's never contributed anything to the show? I think it's time for someone to give this cocksucker exactly what he's been asking for.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
What's going on?
What's up?
Mud, John Hall coming on?
No.
No?
No.
What have you been up to?
Oh, not much. Sitting around, yeah. What are you up to?
I'm about ready to get to Jenny's house.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anybody around you? Or?
No. Why was up?
Oh, okay. All right, well, I just wanted to talk to you for a second.
Okay.
I've been making some decisions today.
Okay.
And, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate it when people talk shit behind my back.
Like what?
And you, like the shit that you've been talking about me behind my fucking back. And I'm not putting up with it. Straight up. So I'm done with you indefinitely. You are off the podcast and you will never be on my show again.
What did I say behind your back? What did I say that was wrong?
Well, maybe it's the fact that you said, and I quote, well, he's already been married 5 times.
I said that out of anger.
I don't give a shit what it was out of, Jason. I don't like a motherfucker that talks shit behind my back. And then, motherfucker, You want to come and fucking say that I killed my fucking dad? You know what? Fuck you, dude. That is not the goddamn reason that I fucking left Kentucky. I left Kentucky because my family is in West Virginia.
I never said that.
You're fucking lying. You're fucking lying. You're a fucking drug addicted piece of shit. I'll fucking tell everybody the fucking story. This motherfucker. Oh, yeah. This motherfucker, he went on record as fucking saying that my father's accidental death that happened in 2007 was done by me. He told everybody that he talked to the reason why I left Kentucky was because I was suspected of murdering my own father. Are you kidding me? What kind of piece of shit makes a fucking comment like that? And then he wants to fucking back out of the conversation because he's a little fucking pussy ass bitch that doesn't want to fucking take responsibility for his own actions and the shit he fucking said? No, fuck that meth addicted piece of shit. And yeah, I'll fucking say it right now because he's all talking about respect the dead. Respect the dead. Okay, motherfucker. Same goes for you. You want to sit here and fucking talk about my dead father and expect me to respect you because your fucking wife died of a drug overdose? And you want me to fucking respect you? No, man. No. That ain't how the fuck this goes down. And y'all, this is 100% real. This ain't fucking scripted or nothing. I'm fucking telling you this straight out. Jason Dwayne Newman is a meth addicted piece of shit that couldn't fucking take care of his fucking kids and got him taken away by CPS. Yeah. Let's fucking talk about that for a second. Laying up in his fucking house all fucking high on heroin. Him and his fucking wife. Not taking care of their fucking responsibilities. A child with a fucking diaper rash all the way down to its fucking knees. Yeah, Jason, let's fucking tell people that. Jason Dwayne Newman. Yeah, I'll fucking call you out because you're a fucking piece of shit. You are a two-faced fucking piece of shit. I hope you're watching every fucking second of this. But I'm fucking telling you right now, you will never be back on my motherfucking show again. You will never have anything to fucking do with me. And I'll be goddamned if I'm going to sit back and let you fucking sit here and talk bullshit about me behind my back. Fuck you, Jason Dwayne Newman. Fuck you. You fucking piece of shit. And after the shit you said last night about Jesus Christ on my show, I'm going to enjoy watching you rot in hell, you fucking piece of shit. Man, y'all, if you haven't listened to last night's show, it'll be posted soon on our Glitter Squirrels podcast page. Last night's show, Jason Dwayne Newman decided he wanted to fucking bring his ex-girlfriend on the show so he could fucking argue with her on the fucking show and publicly humiliate her. Well, she got his fucking ass back. She fucking ended up humiliating him because he's the motherfucking dumbass. Y'all, I'm a lot of things. And everybody that knows me personally knows that I love my dad with all my heart. I got 7 good years with him. That's all I got, you know? And of course, you know, we had him on weekends growing up, but I got 7 years with him. At the time, we were arguing and we had actually parted ways. And my dad had been begging me for the last 3 months to come home. The night that I came home, y'all, the night that I came home and walked up them stairs, that was the night that he came home as well. When he came home and did his usual routine, he got up to come back inside, swayed left, fell off a balcony, which was on the roof of a bar, 25 feet onto a concrete sidewalk. He hit the back of his head. And police told me that even if he would have survived the fall, he would have been fucking brain dead for the rest of his life. Dad didn't want to live like that. The only reason that I was suspected for even 4 hours of the investigation was because the way that he fell was inconsistent with the way that he found him. My dad, y'all, mustered enough energy up to turn himself around after he fell and crawl on his forearms. He made it 6 feet from where he fell before he collapsed and his blood coagulated around him. And that's how they found him. I was asleep. I had to open the restaurant the next morning because my dad and I, we ran a restaurant. Dad was the general manager. I was the assistant manager. And I was asleep. It was 4 o'clock in the morning. I wake up to 2 mag lights shining in my face. When I popped my eyes open, there was 2 police officers standing there and a guy in fucking khakis and a polo with blood on his gloves. Now, of course, I didn't know at the time that Dad had passed. And they said, "Are you wearing any clothes under those covers?" I said, no, I'm in my underwear. And they were like, "We need you to put some clothes on. We need to talk to you." And I told y'all that Jason Dwayne Newman was going to be a little fucking pussy ass bitch and fucking disconnect because he's a fucking meth addicted drug addict piece of shit. And he's a fucking alcoholic who's sitting around fucking drinking beer every day, fucking mooching off of whatever bitch he can fucking get in between. He's fucking using people for their money is what he's fucking doing. And frankly, I'm sick of tiptoeing around this motherfucker. Thank you, Veronica. I really appreciate you saying that. Thank you, Cindy. Thank you, Jerry. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate every one of you guys, man. This dude who's been supposedly my best friend for 20 years just turned around and fucking showed his other face. He turned around and showed his other fucking face. And he didn't want it to happen on the podcast in which he decided to publicly display everything. You know, like his past relationship. And now he wants to be a part of my show and be a part of what I'm doing. Nah, man, that ain't how this works. How this works is you prove to me that you're a loyal fucking friend. And then I might let you on my show. The only reason that I wanted him on my show to begin with was because he gave me some fucking sob story that he was dying in a year. It's been a year. Why the fuck ain't you dead yet, motherfucker? Straight up. I'm fucking sick of this bullshit, man. I'm sick of tiptoeing around this motherfucker's feelings. Like he's a motherfucking pussy ass liberal that doesn't know what fucking gender he is. He's fucking got a little noodle for a dick and he wants to fucking come on the show and pretend like, you know, everything's cool and fucking talk the bullshit he fucking talked last night about my dad and fucking tell me that he loves me. We're dear, dear friends. Nah, fuck that, bro. You got a fucking problem with me. You come on my motherfucking podcast and talk to me about it. You got fucking something to say about me, Jason Dwayne Newman? You fucking come on my podcast and talk to me about it. You know why, motherfucker? Because that's exactly what you tried to do. And it backfired on your ass. Because she made you look like a fucking jackass. The fucking jackass that he is. And he wants to sit here and fucking play the victim like everybody needs to fucking feel sorry for his fucking meth addicted alcoholic piece of shit ass. No, man. I'm going to tell you what, Jason Dwayne Newman, you better pray to fucking God I don't ever see you again. Because I will fucking kick your ass. You have a fucking ass whipping coming. I promise. I will stomp a mud hole in your fucking ass. Make fun of that, you fucking meth addicted alcoholic piece of shit. Fuck you, Jason. Fuck any part of you, man. Y'all, if you don't know the story, roll back in this video. But I'm going to tell y'all what. Jason Newman will never, ever, ever be on the Glitter Squirrels podcast again. I can promise you that. And you know what? I had people messaging me after I threatened to get rid of him the first time before he talked me out of it with a fucking pity party. I had people messaging me the first time saying, "Good, I don't like that motherfucker anyway." He's not fucking funny with his fucking Jesus jokes and his little fucking West Virginia jokes that he thinks are fucking funny. Like last night, he fucking told a West Virginia joke and said something about incest or some stupid fucking bullshit. No, man. No. No. You know what? I've heard that shit all my life being from Appalachia. And I'll be damned if I'm going to have somebody on my show that's running down the place that I come from. Because he thinks he's fucking holier than thou. See, he got on last night and he brought Cindy on this podcast to talk to her about their relationship issues and about the fucking shit that he had been through with her and things like that because he thought he was in the right. No. Let me tell y'all a little something about Jason Dwayne Newman. Okay? He says that he's a professional because he's worked in radio. How long has it been since you worked at a fucking radio station, Jason? Because you can't go around claiming that you're a fucking radio professional if you ain't touched a board in 15 fucking years. Let me tell you something, motherfucker. I grinded. When I graduated broadcasting school, I had over 1,000 intern hours put in. Intern hours were what you could accumulate to do like work study stuff to get yourself better to do your job. I had over 1,000 hours accumulated and graduated with a 3.8 GPA and a Radio Excellence Award. This motherfucker wants to come on and try to say he's a fucking radio professional. You ain't a professional at nothing except for conning people into throwing you a little motherfucking pity party. Because that's all you know, man. That's all you know. You fucking play on people's emotions. You wanna fucking sit here and tell me that you don't do that? No. And I knew the minute that I brought him on the show and started talking to him about what my issue was, that he would be a little fucking pussy ass bitch and fucking get off the live stream. That's all fine, well, and good, brother man. I'm still going to tell my motherfucking story. I don't think I'm better than everybody else. And you sure as fuck ain't better than anybody because you are a meth-addicted, alcoholic piece of shit. You don't fucking deserve... No, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say that. Thank you for stifling that, Jesus. But no. I'm not going to sit here and tell y'all and paint it all pretty and fucking make it look like roses and sunshine. Because that ain't what this is. This is real motherfucking life. And that motherfucker made a comment like that towards me. Never again will he ever be on our show. He says, oh, well, we got to be more consistent with the podcast. Podcasts aren't fucking about consistency, dog. Podcasts are about quality, not quantity. And he says, oh, I did it for the ratings. I said those things out of anger. No, you said those things because you're a drunk, meth-addicted piece of shit. That's why you said those things. Quit fucking blaming your goddamn problems on everybody else and everything else, like your fucking alcohol problem or your fucking drug problem. Quit saying, oh, well, I said that when I was drunk when I said that, or I said that out of anger. Motherfucker, you don't speak words unless you mean them. Doesn't matter if you're fucking drunk or high or whatever. You don't fucking speak words unless you mean them. And you walking around fucking telling motherfuckers I killed my dad? Motherfucker, I'm going to tell you straight up right now. You got an ass whooping coming. If I ever see you or hear from you, I will whip your fucking ass. Pure, simple, and plain. I do not give a fuck. I'm not tiptoeing around your stupid bullshit anymore. You fucking had me bring Cindy, who is a poor, defenseless lady, on our show because you wanted to fucking publicly humiliate her. That backfired on you, didn't it, Jason? Because she started talking about how you really are, and it shuts you up real motherfucking quick. And now, motherfucker, you've lost a friend for life. And don't even try to reach out to John Hall, because he's on my side. This friendship is dissolved. It's done. You guys will never see or hear me talk about Jason Newman ever again. I promise. I promise. Jason Dwayne Newman is his name. And I hope when the motherfucker goes to court in a few days for the fucking meth charges that he was brought up on, that the fucking judge throws a damn book at him. I hope the judge throws a fucking book at him and puts him in jail so he can fucking realize what it's like to be a fucking piece of shit. Because let me tell y'all something. This motherfucker has lived on this earth for 47 years. 47 years. He's never had to suffer the consequences of his actions other than getting his children taken away. And he wants to be like, oh, poor pitiful me. I want everybody to fucking feel sorry for me. No. No, that ain't how we doing this. Ain't not a motherfucker feel sorry for you, because you are a drug addicted, meth addicted piece of shit, alcoholic that did this to him fucking self. This ain't nobody's motherfucking fault, but Jason Dwayne Newman. Straight the fuck up. This ain't nobody's fault. Yeah, come back, Jason. Let me fucking call you out on your motherfucking bullshit, you fucking pussy-ass bitch. Come back on here, Jason. You got the fucking link. You can join up to the broadcast any fucking time you want to, bro. Come on. This is going to be your last motherfucking podcast anyway, so come the fuck on, Jason. I'll fucking tell everybody about your shit. About the time that the man that you said that you loved yesterday the man that you sat on my motherfucking show and said that you loved yesterday and had much respect for, you had time to sit on my show and fucking say that the man that you have much love and respect for you walking around telling everybody else, running your little fucking Hoover vacuum toothless mouth, that I killed him. And you want to be a little fucking pussy ass bitch when I tried to call you out on your bullshit. Come on, let's talk about that, Jason. Let's talk about the fact that you're a meth addicted, drug addicted, alcohol addicted piece of shit. And it wouldn't surprise me right now, you're probably getting so fucking low on funds that you probably suck dick for that motherfucker. Straight up. I'm tired of tiptoeing around motherfuckers. Bro, I had somebody tell me today, if you've ever seen Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the fucking dude, the slasher dude in the movie, they said that motherfucker looked just like you. I don't blame him. I mean, he attacks innocent people. That is one thing he does do. You're absolutely right, Cindy. And he wants to get on my show and be all fucking toothless and be like, are those my teeth on my fucking roller coaster? Because my name's Jason Dwayne Newman and my favorite color is clear. Fuck that motherfucker, man. Fuck him. He'll never, never be back on my show. And another thing, too. He will never have anything to do with me ever again because he showed me who the fuck he was. Y'all, That's why there's only one person in this conversation. It was going to be a two-way conversation. I was going to fucking take him on the podcast and talk to him like a motherfucking man. He wanted to be a little bitch and dip out. No, I ain't got time for fucking stupid. I work, I go to school. I'm doing me. And I factor in that podcast when my best friend, John Hall, who's never fucking talked shit about me at all, I factor in time to do the podcast with him anytime he wants to do a podcast. And we were great. Jason tried to say, I'm adding stuff to the show. The fuck are you adding, bro? You paid for 1 month of StreamYard. And then you want to fucking sit here and say that you're adding to the show? You paid for 1 month of StreamYard? What about the other $1,100 I paid to better our show? Jason, don't be in the fucking comment section commenting bullshit. Come up here and talk to me like a motherfucking man. You want to talk behind my back, and then you go and fucking try to pop into the comment section and talk behind my back? Nah, quit being a little fucking pussy bitch. Get up here and fucking talk. Get up here and fucking talk to me, motherfucker. Because I'm telling you this much right fucking now. You will never, ever have anything to do with the motherfucking Glitter Squirrels. I'm taking the shirts down that I made. I'm going to be making some new shirts. And people are going to buy. Come on, Jason. You got the motherfucking link. The invite's open, bro. Anybody can click that motherfucking link and come in this motherfucker and say what they need to say. But come on, man. You want to fucking sit here and fucking say that I killed my dad and all this other fucking bullshit after the fucking shit you talked last night? No, man. No. That ain't how I fucking operate, bro. Straight up. You are a motherfucking piece of shit. You are a drug-addicted, alcoholic, motherfucking two-faced piece of shit. And I can't wait to watch you rot in fucking hell or jail or wherever the fuck you end up. Hopefully it's jail. I hope they fucking throw the book at you. I think they fucking should. Because you're the fucking dumbass that ended up with a fucking meth charge. And you want to try to tell motherfuckers, oh, well, I used it to help me stay awake at work. Bro. Yeah, meth gets you high for a little bit. But what about that motherfucking crash? Oh, look, the little fucking pussy bitch come back.
Keep going. This is entertaining.
Oh, this is entertaining? I'm glad this is entertaining to you, because I'm going to tell you what, if I ever fucking see you in person, I'm stomping a goddamn mud hole in your fucking ass. Straight up.
Are you done?
Am I done with what? Am I done with you? You goddamn right I am, because you are a meth addicted, fucking drug addicted, alcoholic piece of shit.
Am I?
Yeah, you sure as fuck are.
Really?
Yeah, you can't even fucking go 2 hours after you wake up unless you have a fucking beer. Your liver has stopped fucking working because you drank so much fucking alcohol that when they told you 7 years ago that your fucking liver was failing, you drank alcohol. That's all you did. And then you want to fucking come on my show and fucking bring your ex-girlfriend on and tell her, respect the dead. And then you fucking talk the shit you talked about my dad.
Now, let me talk. Are you going to let me talk, or are you just going to yell? Because I'll just go off show. There's no use being here if I can't state my side.
State your motherfucking side, but I'm going to argue with you. I'm telling you that now.
Fine. Now, new little girlfriend, here's what you need to ask her. I did not say
that I don't have a fucking girlfriend. Stop with that stupid shit.
Whatever she is. Let me tell you something. I did not say that you killed your dad.
Yeah, you fucking did. Yeah, you fucking did. You told her that the reason that I left Kentucky was because I was under suspicion of killing my father.
That is not the motherfucking reason
that I left Kentucky.
Okay. Will you let me talk?
Absolutely. I've been letting you talk. And that's been the fucking problem, Jason. The more you open your mouth, the fucking digger you deep your fucking hole, you dig your fucking hole. That's been the fucking problem.
Why don't you quit talking over me?
No, I'm not going to quit talking over you. This is my show. I'll do what the fuck I want to.
Really?
So fuck you. Yeah. If you got fucking something to say about it, say it, motherfucker. We're here. We're fucking doing it. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Now, can I say what I was going to say?
Sure.
Now, you lose your temper and yell all you want and act like a big badass in front of all the people that's listening. That's fine. But now, here's what was really said. And if she said it, she's lying. I don't care. So, we were talking.
The only motherfucking liar here is you. Liar here is you. And you want to fucking say I'm coming on here trying to act like a fucking badass? No, I'm coming on here trying to fucking tell people what the true meaning of a friend is, because you don't talk shit about your friend behind their fucking back, Jason.
Yeah, you don't get in people's
cell phone fucking plane, bro.
You don't get in people's cell phones and screenshot shit either. And you don't fucking go on.
Well, if you weren't fucking busy fucking with every other fucking bitch that you've ever fucked in your life and paid attention to the one you fucking had, she may not have had to do any of that. But you're fucking laying up in her bed. She's buying you fucking beer. She's housing you. She's doing whatever the fuck it was she was doing with your little fucking dick. And you want to fucking sit there and be messaging another girl? And tell this other
First of all, it's none of your fucking business who I message. Then you need to say all that business.
Hey, you made it my motherfucking business, motherfucker, when you brought it on my podcast. So come on, let's motherfucking talk about it. You made it my motherfucking business, Jason.
You being a little bitch and let me talk.
Oh, I'm being a little bitch. Okay. All right.
And the true Dennis comes out because he's got a temper and he won't even let somebody talk when they're trying to save their case. No wonder his show is failing.
My show's failing. Is that why your motherfucking ass tried to rob my coattails for the last motherfucking year? My show wasn't failing. My show was successful, and you wanted to be a part of it, and I let you in out of the goodness of my heart because I thought we were friends. And then I found out that you're a drug-addicted, meth-addicted, fucking alcoholic piece of shit that talk shit behind my back when we aren't fucking doing a podcast.
Well, why were you talking to my girlfriend behind my back, too?
I wasn't talking to your girlfriend behind your back. I've been talking to your girlfriend for the last fucking 2 years because she's a friend of mine.
But it's okay. You can text her and talk to her, but I can't talk to my exes, right? But you were married to your woman, and you were texting somebody else. What's the difference?
I never once texted Cindy while I was with Sarah. Not while I was with Sarah. Absolutely fucking not.
I can prove you did.
Okay. Hold on. Show me. By the way, your little fucking I did it for the ratings bullshit. What fucking ratings, Jason? We're on a fucking podcast. We're competing with 850,000 other fucking people.
I'm very aware of that.
Okay, so what fucking rating system are you trying to crack?
First of all, we graduated broadcast.
We're nowhere near the fucking top 10, and we ain't got no fucking place since your ass came on this show. As a matter of fact, motherfuckers have tuned out on this show because they fucking hate you because of the stupid fucking jokes you crack.
Really?
Yeah. That's fucking for real.
Wow. Okay.
Every fucking bit of this is for real.
Okay. Do you want to go toe-to-toe with me?
If I ever see your fucking ass again, you best believe that's going to happen.
Oh, my God. See, we're too old for that. I don't want a fist fight, Slim. That's too easy, right? So what we can do, how about I get my own show, and let's see who does better.
All right. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what your plays are. I don't give a fuck about you anymore. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't even give a fuck about the plays that I get on my show.
Once and for all, that you've been running John Hall's fucking coattails for 10 years.
John Hall's my best friend. I ain't been riding nobody's fucking coattails.
And he's also carried
you. I started this fucking show 11 years ago.
Yeah, and he carried it.
So? Who the fuck cares? There's always one that carries
coattails? Like, I've never...
Not at all. Not at all, because John and I put our fucking heads together and plan shit out and figure out what the fuck we're going to talk about before we hit record.
Okay. I've told you that a million times to do that. And I also told you to...
You haven't. You want to fucking claim you're a fucking radio professional? When was the last time you touched a board, Jason? Fucking put that out there. When was the last time you touched a fucking radio board?
Because I don't have to be in the public eye anymore.
I don't have to be in the public eye anymore. Shut the fuck up, bro. You ain't fucking touched a radio board in all these fucking years, and you want to sit here and claim you're a fucking radio professional. When you pay your motherfucking dues like I did and do 15 years in this fucking business and make an effort to get back into fucking school, then you can fucking call yourself a radio professional. Until then, you are a drug addicted, meth addicted, alcoholic piece of shit.
Go on. You got more?
I don't need more. I explained it all in one fucking sentence.
Okay. But you know what? I'm going to say something. First of all, congratulations. You know what? I actually... hope you do get into the school slam. I really do. And
I'm already in, motherfucker. And you've totally missed out on that news because you've been so self-consumed with whatever the fuck it is you're doing that you don't even look out for your fucking best friends and find out what the fuck's going on with them.
No, because you know what? I was too busy fucking my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, well, now you ain't fucking anybody, are you?
Says who? Now, let me explain something, folks. That's not the truth, but here is the truth.
Yeah, that is the truth.
What is also not the truth, I did not say that you killed your father. Will you let me fucking finish instead of making me look?
No.
Okay.
Because this is my motherfucking show.
Fine. You know what? Oh, I thought you said before you come in here and talk, we could talk.
Yeah, because you're a little fucking pussy ass disconnected earlier. And then you want to fucking come on here and act like a little fucking bitch and tell everybody that the fucking shit I'm saying ain't true when it actually is.
No, actually, the first thing you said was true. I did say, I did tell Cindy that you were married 5 times. And that I said that out of anger, and I apologize for that. I can't say I didn't say that because that's the truth. But I also told her, you know, I felt like... it went out for a second. Sorry. What I was saying is, look, I said that was wrong. I admit I'm wrong. Secondly, what I said about that, all I told Cindy in confidence, I said, that's what I was told. And I said to her, and she will tell you, I hope she would tell you this. I said, that's not true. I know Dennis wouldn't do nothing like that. I said that. I said, that was
first
a rumor.
Of all,
I went down and I was looking for you. I thought you still lived there in Newport. And I asked someone, and I think Paul. And Paul's the one who told me that. And I didn't know any better. I hadn't seen you in so long. And he didn't say
that's
you did.
Fucking hilarious. That's fucking hilarious, Jason. That's fucking hilarious that you're sitting here fucking lying now because Paul died not even a year after Dad did.
I know
so
that.
Come the fuck on, Jason.
I know
come
that.
Come the fuck on, bro. Who the fuck do you think you're fooling? Do you think that I'm fucking blind that I can't fucking see when I'm being lied to and fucking manipulated and talked about behind my fucking back? And then you want to fucking say some bullshit like that I killed my dad? That's not a friend, bro.
I never
that's
said you
that's not a friend.
That's not what I said.
Yes, that's exactly what the fuck you said.
No, that's
don't
not what
sit
I
here and fucking deny what the fuck you said.
I told you.
You fucking said it. You put it out there in the motherfucking universe, bro.
I did?
That's what the fuck I'm pissed about.
I didn't put it out in the universe.
Yeah, you fucking did.
I told
everybody. You told everybody you fucking ran into.
That's not true.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure Jennifer fucking Smith knows about it. And I'm sure her fucking ex-husband, Jerry, who I'm pretty sure you were pegging in the ass, probably fucking knows about it. Let's fucking go there. I mean, come the fuck on, Jason. I've given you chance after chance after chance to redeem yourself and to be fucking awesome and try to be your friend. And this is how you fucking repay me. You fucking talk shit about me behind my back. For once in my life, some asshole with no teeth is talking shit about me behind my back, and it's not my fucking butt. And then you fucking want to talk about me behind my back and then fucking say that I murdered my dad? Dude, you truly are a fucking piece of work, man. You need help.
Never said that.
You need fucking help.
Do I?
Yeah, you need fucking psychotic help, dude. You can't fucking turn this shit off. One lie leads to another lie, leads to another lie. It's a fucking snowball effect.
Wow, this is coming out of left field because why don't you bring Cindy on and ask her if I said that or if I said what I told you I said?
I don't need to bring Cindy on.
No, because she's the only one I told. I didn't go tell everybody. And I said it because we were talking. And I told her I didn't.
You said it. I told her. You fucking said it. You fucking said it. That's the problem, Jason. Do you not fucking see that? You said it. You said it. That is the fucking problem. How the fuck could you sit there and accuse me of killing my own fucking dad?
I didn't accuse you of killing anybody.
Bullshit.
Okay.
Bullshit. You fucking told someone else that the reason I left Kentucky is because I killed my father.
That's not how it was said. That's not true.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
Put her on jail. Put her on jail.
I don't need to fucking put her on the show. She doesn't.
Do it.
She doesn't want to come on this show.
Well, obviously not.
I don't need to fucking put her on the show, Jason, because I don't need to be airing out all y'all's dirty fucking laundry either.
Oh, sorry.
But you want to? You want to fucking come on my show and talk about how you love my dad, you have much respect for him, and talk about respect the dead, and then you don't want to fucking own up when somebody calls you out on your motherfucking bullshit? No, man. That's not how friendship works.
You don't fucking talk shit about your friends, bro.
You don't fucking do that. I feel like I'm sitting here talking to a motherfucking kindergartner right now. I can't believe that somebody had to fucking tell you at 47 years of your life, you do not talk shit about the people you call your friends.
My so-called
You talk shit about me behind my back.
My so-called
motherfucker, if you got something to say to me, say it to my motherfucking face.
I'm trying to, but you won't let me talk.
I've been letting you talk, and everything out of your mouth's a fucking lie.
Oh, is it my so-called friend talking to my girlfriend this whole time, or ex-girlfriend? And then
it doesn't matter who the fuck I'm talking to. That doesn't matter.
I'm from West Virginia. Third, you want to sit here and bash me and bash me and bash me, but you're the one who went on Facebook and threw my business out there without asking me a fucking question about it. And no, I am not on meth. I might drink, but I am not on meth. That is not accurate.
Really? Is that why you have a possession of a controlled substance charge, Jason? Own up to it, motherfucker.
That's very clear. You posted
it. I hope the judge starts a fucking book at you. I hope you fucking sit and rot in jail.
Me too.
You're a fucking piece of shit. Straight
Fuck
up.
You. You're a dick.
Fuck you. Motherfucker.
I'm fucking sick of you being a fucking little bitch and not let me talk.
Oh, yeah. Being a little bitch. The only little bitch here is on the other fucking side, and you got proved that last night when Cindy fucking showed your ass up on the show,
hey,
motherfucker.
Okay, guess what? I'll see y'all soon without him.
No, you fucking won't see us soon. I guarantee that. You'll never fucking see the Glitter Squirrels again. There ain't ever going to fucking be any kind of affiliation with my shit ever again coming from you because you're a meth-addicted, drug-addicted, alcoholic, piece of shit, two-faced fucking liar. Straight up. So fuck you, Jason Dwayne Newman, and the motherfucking horse you rode in on. I can't wait to watch your fucking ass either rot in jail or rot in fucking hell. Fuck you.